Hey everybody, before we get started, I want to take a second to talk about our marketing plans. We've worked with over 7,000 companies since 2012, including brands like HP, DJI, and over 4,000 crowdfunding campaigns from both Kickstarter and Indiegogo. You can use one of our marketing plans to increase the exposure of your product and generate more sales by introducing it to the Gadgetflow community. So if you want to find out more, please head over to gadgetflow.com/submit. And that's gadgetflow.com/submit to get your product on our platform today. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, world. This is the Gadgetflow podcast, the show about everything related to products, entrepreneurship, marketing, and crowdfunding. This week, I got to chat with Kain Vardanyan from Sprint Crowdfunders Fund. And Sprint is a highly effective investment fund for crowdfunding campaigns to take their projects to the next level. So in this episode, we'll hear all about how they do what they do and how to get the most from your crowdfunding marketing spend. So without further ado, let's jump into our interview with Kain from Sprint. All right, I am here with Kain Vardanyan. Kain, how are you doing, man?
Fine, Alex. Thanks for hosting me.
Absolutely. We're really excited to have you on the Gadgetflow podcast this week. So for our listeners who don't know who you are or what you do, would you really briefly just, you know, break it down? Who you are, what you do, the company you recently founded, like just explain all that to us.
Great. So I'm Kain Vardanyan from Armenia, based in Yerevan. And I'm managing a newly formed fund called Sprint Crowdfunders Fund. It is a fund that is highly focused on crowdfunding startups. And our main product is providing the budget to crowdfunding campaigners, startups, and also connecting them to crowdfunding agencies. So basically, we are solving two kind of issues that is there in the industry. First, we are providing the money for the campaigners to run their campaign, and we also connect them to professionals to make it in an efficient manner. Basically, this if you have the cool product, if you have the prototype on that, with our model, your success is kind of guaranteed, let's say.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Super, super cool. And you guys are doing really, really good work at Sprint. But and I have questions about that and more into what you do. But first, I want to get into maybe how you got into crowdfunding in the first place. What made you get interested in crowdfunding? What was the entry point for you into the crowdfunding space?
Great. So as I said, I'm based in Armenia, and the team I'm working with right now was engaged in crowdfunding since already 3 years. They were running a crowdfunding agency. It's called the Crowdfunding Formula. Maybe a lot of people know that already because they are a very famous one. So yeah, we were engaged in crowdfunding with the team. And I myself am coming from banking industry. I'm okay. A financier with my background. So after discussing several campaigns that the guys have been doing, we have found a problem that is there and that, that is the main struggle that campaigners are fighting with while doing their campaigns. So it was the lack of budget on marketing side when their campaign was going pretty well. And at some point, their money was like shrinking down. Mm. And also the second issue was that even if they had the money, it was not managed properly. So they were doing like ads, they were doing promotion, but they were not like professionals. They were inventors. They were startups. They were technicians, etc. They had no enough knowledge on marketing side. So we are trying to solve this issue. And while brainstorming, just over a conversation, the idea came out that we can join those two problems, and in the end, we can end up with an investment fund. Why investment fund? Because in the end, it is pretty beneficial to be entered into this industry with our model, with providing only marketing budget and for only campaign period. Basically, it's very short term. And the returns generated are pretty fixed because we are taking some service fees only, and it is not connected to the, let's say, campaign success. And from the other side, by providing the budgets and connecting them to the professionals, from the campaigner's perspective, they were able to maximize their returns. Because as our own research showed, that smart spent money on your promotion, on campaign promotion, brings returns of up to 10 times, like it's starting from 5 to 10 times on average. So basically, it was a win-win-win situation for everyone. And also, we had another win there, our investors who were investing their money, the guys who wanted to participate in this innovation industry, let's say, and interact with startups and touch the base on these innovation platforms, and also diversify their funds. So it was a cool opportunity for them to use it and also generate some better returns with lower risks.
Yeah, no, that's great, man. That makes a lot of sense how you got into it. So I'm curious, when it comes to working with Sprint, maybe let's get, you know, maybe practical. So when you guys find a campaign or someone who you think is going to be a good fit to work with, what are the steps you start to take? Like, what are the key things that you guys think about when you're working on a campaign? What are some of those steps that you'd take?
Yeah. So basically, there are several channels how we land campaigns. Let me elaborate on this a bit more. So we have our the main channel is our website and our application form that people are entering and filling it, and we review it. Another channel is referral from our partner agencies, and another one is just direct approach via mail to us. And the final one is when we are approaching the campaigners as well. Because we are crawling around the campaigns through platforms, and if we see a campaign with a good potential, then we see that it is struggling with generating more returns, we are connecting them and offering how can we cooperate. So basically, at what we look at, we first it's the product, and the second it's the overall pace of the campaign, because on the majority of cases, we are entering already started campaigns, and we are entering to boost it. That is our main purpose, to boost the campaigns and to maximize the already generated returns. We look at the product, we look at their trend, let's say, and also as an investment fund, we of course look at their history, their attractions, their some financials if they have, if it's not purely newly generated firm. And we have an investment committee there in the fund that is formed of specialists in startup field, product validators, that is formed of financiers and also crowdfunding experts. Basically, we are discussing each campaign there. And if the due diligence is passed over, then we are able to land the campaign.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. So I'm curious now, maybe break down, because you get what you do is unique at Sprint. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious if you could break down what can the investment do? Like maybe give an example of a campaign that you guys have worked on, give me an example of when you guys come in and then you partner with a campaign or you invest in it. What changes? What's the thing that happens then?
Okay. So let me start from our first campaign that we funded. It is called Bristly. It was a brushing stick for dogs. Okay. And so the guys started their campaign. It was going pretty well. They have already generated some 90K on Kickstarter. Wow. And at some point, they have found out that the campaign goes very well, but they have no any more funding to continue. So they have applied to us, and how we helped, we have provided them with this marketing budget. So we increased their, promotion pocket and also connecting them to the crowdfunding formula, the crowdfunding agency. Basically, they had started with them, but due to this lack of funding, it could be interrupted. But when the funding was in place, it continued as it should be. So the money was spent by the crowdfunding formula, and it was spent professionally, and they generated another 350K with our funding already.
Got it. Okay.
And another nuance that I'd like to mention is that we are not providing the funding directly to the campaigners, because those guys are usually celebrating each of their successes and also like to spend the cash on their prototype development. So there's a risk from funds perspective, because it is purely focused on marketing side. So for solving this problem, we are providing the money through a trilateral agreement to the crowdfunding agencies directly on behalf of the startup.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. And I'm curious too, when it comes to the marketing, are you guys doing any, are you helping with like strategy when it comes to marketing, or are you purely just investing and then letting them do the marketing the way that they were doing it that was working initially? Or are you helping them maximize their marketing as well?
Okay. So basically, we are providing the funding only in terms of our support, but it is not ending there. We are providing the funding and also connecting them to the agency. So if they have no agency, they have started on their own and it is going pretty well, we are connecting them to one of our partners. We are currently partnering with the biggest names in the industry, and we are trying to pick the one that suits them the best, and also considering their own preferences, if they had some traction or history with any of them. For example, be that the same, the crowdfunding formula, or like Rain Factory or other guys in the industry, or Launchboom and other our partners. And we are picking the best one that will suit the guys and connecting them. Basically, we are introducing them. They are discussing the strategy directly with the campaigner. Also, there is a commercial side on like agencies, from agencies' perspective. They are discussing it alone as well without the sprint's involvement. So basically, we do the funding and we do this network. We do the connection there.
Got it. Okay. That's really powerful. That's really powerful, man. I mean, I'm curious what you think about the future of crowdfunding. From what you guys do, it seems like you're in an interesting position and you probably have a good idea of maybe where you think crowdfunding will go into the future. What do you think? Where do you think it's headed?
Basically, when thinking about our like long-term strategy, we always think of this question. And here I have to define what innovation means for us in this perspective, right? So the crowdfunding for us is about the innovation, and innovation it doesn't mean just like tech or the buzzwords like, I don't know, AI, blockchain, etc. But innovation in the sense that doing the current things, doing the regular things in a new manner, like using the regular materials, using the regular things underhead, but solving several problems or one problem in a new way. Be that take something, or be that like with, I don't know, clothing, be that with travel products, etc., etc. So what we think the future will go, we think that this problem solving will continue to be the dominant there, because in our daily life we have a lot of minor problems that are taking a lot of time from us, and we are like we have to pay a lot of attention on that. And as soon as there are guys who are solving any kind of those minor problems, the crowdfunding sphere will be like developing, and it will be like prospering, because nowadays with the help of network, everyone is connected to everyone, and there are no boundaries there. So if I have invented a solution in Armenia, someone from New Zealand can use it easily.
Exactly.
So basically, this is the thing, because prior to that, like people were living in their communities, and those inventions were invented in their community, and they were using only the ones that were in their community in the most of the cases. But nowadays, with the expansion of the network and with the let's say connectivity that is all around, this issue has become very easily solvable, and we can find some solutions to our problems in the other side of the world and pick it up easily.
Got it. So I just have one more question for you, and I'm curious if maybe you could you know, break down your role with Sprint in it, but maybe give me like your favorite campaign you've worked on, or one that you felt like you're just really proud of that you guys worked on, and maybe explain what you did and the change that took place. And yeah, just give me like a highlight for Sprint and what you've done so far.
Great. So we had a campaign. It was called Unravel. Unravel. It was a travel product. It was a travel charger, and the guys invented it and went online, and it was pretty successful. It was a travel charger that was allowing to charge three devices at a time wirelessly, and yeah, it was going pretty viral. But at some point, it started to went down, and the rates started to slow down. And here was that we have approached them. The thing was that we have approached them at this time, and we have suggested to cooperate and to take the campaign to the next level. And the guys agreed, and we had the deal. And in the end, we have entered there around, they were some 250K. And after like our cooperation, they were at another level of around 500K.
Wow. So
it was pretty successful. Sorry?
So you more than doubled what they had already funded.
It's around double, and it was quite successful case, and it showed our model pretty much as it should be, as we had the vision of it to take place, right? We have entered a successful campaign that was struggling a bit, and boosted it and helped them to generate a lot more. And in the end, they ended up with a successful one and with a more widespread market at the end of the campaign than it was supposed to be.
Right. Got it. Well, man, where can people stay up to date with you? Where would you like people to connect with you online?
Basically, I'm both on Facebook and on LinkedIn and other like online, let's say mainly used sources, but I use LinkedIn and Facebook heavily.
Okay.
So yeah, those are the main platforms I'm talking to the people. That's
awesome. And if people want to work with Sprint, if they have something they want to pitch to you, where would they do that?
Basically, yeah, it can be easily done through direct mail to Sprint's mail. It's info@sprintcf.com. Okay. Or it can be done just from Sprint's website by pushing the apply now button. It's sprintcf.com as well. So yeah, we are reviewing the applications on a daily basis because the time matters in crowdfunding a lot, and we don't let any like opportunity to go.
Right. Okay. Well, you heard it here, people. If you need help and you have a successful campaign that you could use a push for your marketing spend because you spent money and people want to buy your product, you know where to go. So, Cotton, thank you so much for being on the Gadget Flow podcast. We learned a lot from having you on. So we appreciate you, man. We're excited to see what you're going to do with Sprint next.
Thanks. Thanks, Alex, for hosting me.
That was our interview with Khan Vardanyan, so please make sure to check out everything that Sprint are up to, and make sure to reach out to them when you need help with your next campaign. Thank you so much for being on the show this week, man. This podcast is made by Gadgetflow, and we're proud to be the number one platform to find new and awesome gadgets. So please make sure to check out our site for all the new products we're curating every single day. We'll be back next week with another new episode, so in the meantime, please go rate and review our show on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening to the Gadgetflow podcast.